This is the LRN Listening Examination, January 2016, Level 3, C2. Listening Section 1. Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Number 1. At the office.
You don't look well, Anne. What's the matter?
Oh, I'm just sick of this job.
What happened now?
My boss asked me to work overtime again. The babysitter can't stay later than 5, and my husband is on a business trip. What shall I do? If I refuse to do it, I'm afraid I'll be given the sack.
You don't look well, Anne. What's the matter?
Oh, I'm just sick of this job.
What happened now?
My boss asked me to work overtime again. The babysitter can't stay later than 5, and my husband is on a business trip. What shall I do? If I refuse to do it, I'm afraid I'll be given the sack. Number 2. Going to the theatre.
You're dressed to kill, Alice. What's the special occasion?
I'm going to the theatre with my mum.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about it. Would you like me to drive you there?
No need. Mum is picking me up.
You're dressed to kill, Alice. What's the special occasion?
I'm going to the theatre with my mum.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about it. Would you like me to drive you there?
No need. Mum is picking me up. Number 3. Talking about a friend. I'm so glad we invited Sophie. She was the life and soul of the party.
Yeah, wasn't she? To tell you the truth, I was a bit surprised. I remember her blushing every time somebody talked to her.
That was years back when all of us were in high school. She has grown into a lively and outgoing person since then. I'm so glad we invited Sophie. She was the life and soul of the party.
Yeah, wasn't she? To tell you the truth, I was a bit surprised. I remember her blushing every time somebody talked to her.
That was years back when all of us were in high school. She has grown into a lively and outgoing person since then. Number 4. A telephone conversation.
I've been waiting for your call for hours now. Was there a delay?
Yes. We had to wait for 3 hours for the fog to clear up before the plane departed. Sorry, Thomas. I should have called to let you know.
That's okay. I just got worried. Did you have a good flight at least?
Smooth. Hardly any turbulence.
Good. You've had a long day, Jill. You better take a taxi to your hotel. I've been waiting for your call for hours now. Was there a delay?
Yes. We had to wait for 3 hours for the fog to clear up before the plane departed. Sorry, Thomas. I should have called to let you know.
That's okay. I just got worried. Did you have a good flight at least?
Smooth. Hardly any turbulence.
Good. You've had a long day, Jill. You better take a taxi to your hotel.
Number 5. An offer. It's pouring down. If I were you, I wouldn't leave now.
It's just a 5-minute walk to the bus stop.
Without an umbrella, you'll still get drenched. I'm finishing work in about 30 minutes. I could give you a ride home.
You're the best. I can find something to do while waiting.
It's pouring down. If I were you, I wouldn't leave now.
It's just a 5-minute walk to the bus stop.
Without an umbrella, you'll still get drenched. I'm finishing work in about 30 minutes. I could give you a ride home.
You're the best. I can find something to do while waiting.
Number 6. At the men's department.
I think you've made a mistake. The tag on this shirt says £35, but you only charged me £28.
There's no mistake, sir. All shirts have a 20% discount today.
Great! I just saved £7. I think you've made a mistake. The tag on this shirt says £35, but you only charged me £28.
There's no mistake, sir. All shirts have a 20% discount today.
Great! I just saved £7.
Number 7. An envelope. What's in the envelope on the table, Tony?
A speeding ticket. You see, I took your car the other day. It was wet and windy, and it would have been very dangerous to ride a motorbike.
And you thought driving above the speed limit on wet roads would be safe? How careless could you be?
I know there's no excuse for my reckless driving, but I was running late for work.
What's in the envelope on the table, Tony?
A speeding ticket. You see, I took your car the other day. It was wet and windy, and it would have been very dangerous to ride a motorbike.
And you thought driving above the speed limit on wet roads would be safe? How careless could you be?
I know there's no excuse for my reckless driving, but I was running late for work.
Number 8. Talking about a film.
How was the film last night, Angie?
Don't ask. I had to wait on a queue for 30 minutes to get a ticket only to watch the biggest flop ever.
But all the reviews you read were very favourable, weren't they?
True, but other than the soundtrack, I wouldn't give this film a single star.
How was the film last night, Angie?
Don't ask. I had to wait on a queue for 30 minutes to get a ticket only to watch the biggest flop ever.
But all the reviews you read were very favourable, weren't they?
True, but other than the soundtrack, I wouldn't give this film a single star. Number 9. Let's go for a walk. Are you up for a walk?
In this freezing weather, forget it.
You hardly ever exercise, Paul. If there was a prize for the best couch potato, you would win it. Are you up for a walk?
In this freezing weather, forget it.
You hardly ever exercise, Paul. If there was a prize for the best couch potato, you would win it. Number 10. A broken down car. Can you just calm down, John? There are probably many people calling for roadside assistance.
They should hire more people then. First time I called, I was put on hold and I gave up after 15 minutes. I called again and it was the same story. I was on hold for another 15 minutes and kept hearing the same message. Thank you for continuing to hold. How can I keep calm? We're in the middle of nowhere with a broken down car.
Can you just calm down, John? There are probably many people calling for roadside assistance.
They should hire more people then. First time I called, I was put on hold and I gave up after 15 minutes. I called again and it was the same story. I was on hold for another 15 minutes and kept hearing the same message. Thank you for continuing to hold. How can I keep calm? We're in the middle of nowhere with a broken down car.